Oh, yeah, it's another Cut, Light, and Smoke podcast, everybody. You know what it is. We are very excited about the podcast today. We have no guests, but we have a great topic to talk about. But before we do that, we got to give a big shout out to one of our guests, our very first guest that we ever had on. We have two more guests coming on this week.
Oh,
but our first guest that we ever had on, which was my son, Camden David Reith, and today is his birthday. Today is his birthday. He says, shout out from your dad, okay, Camden. I always want to be called Papa Bradley. Okay, so I'm just gonna say, shout out from your dad Camden, and shout out from Uncle JB. Uncle JB, give him a shout out.
Yo, Camden, happy birthday, bro. 19, bro. I think I was like, what was I doing at 19, bro?
I was riding around Cincinnati in a Kawasaki Ninja at 19.
100%. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I took the first semester of college off and went to get a motorcycle and just tore the city and tore the East Coast and do that. That's what I did. That's what I did. What were you doing at 19, bro?
I'm pretty sure I would have been in my my second year of college. I would have just started my second year of college because I always turned the next age right before the school year started.
Burning up the track? I mean, you're just doing circles around people, that kind of thing?
Sophomore year was kind of weird for me because I was actually the upperclassman.
Oh, okay.
Literally, there was nobody over us in the sprint division. Like,
oh, wow.
There were some hurdlers and a couple, 400 runners. But nobody from the 1-2 discipline.
Yeah.
So like I was the upperclassman a sophomore. That was rough.
If you've been listening to the podcast for any time now, you know that JB was a college athlete, ran track, and broke records. Basically, he's the fastest man on earth. That's just kind of how it goes. So
No.
Hussein Bolt came and interned under Justin. So I mean,
the fastest man on the earth is probably some dude that's sitting on his couch right now eating Cheetos.
I know, right? Well, speaking of eating, I mean, we got an interesting topic today. We got a little bit of an interesting topic. So and this has been on my radar, sent to me by multiple people.
Okay.
You mentioned it this weekend. It was probably the fifth or sixth time this guy was mentioned in my circle of friends, right?
Okay.
That I have. And you immediately just sent me this picture of the Liver King. And you were like, man, we got to talk about this guy. This guy is all over social media. He is like the new social media influencer and everything like that. So I did my research, bro. I did my research heavily this weekend on the Liver King. I'd researched everything about him. Brian Johnson, I think is his name. Not that my father wrote, but the actual Liver King.
Yeah.
So I think he's a. I watched a ton of videos of him bringing in influencers into his house, spending like a couple days with them training. Just, if you don't know who the Liver King is, go look it up on YouTube. This guy is one of the most jacked. I don't know how old he is. He seems to be like 40 something.
Maybe in his late 40s, maybe early 50s.
This dude is so jacked, it's ridiculous. He has ab implants. He has ab implants because I guess he's so jacked that his regular abs couldn't handle it. So he ended up getting ab implants. I mean, the dude's vascular. The guy only eats like more like a carnivore type.
Allegedly eats a caveman diet.
Yeah, a caveman diet. But doesn't mean he doesn't have sweets and things like that, because he does have some things in there that I saw. And so we'll be talking about the Liver King today and what a little bit of our research led us to. And what are we talking about? Could we ever live the caveman life? He's got nine tenets that a caveman life, or that this, like, you know, this Liver King life that he has. Just so you know, it's brilliant marketing, just at the jump. I mean, because we talk about all things masculine on this thing.
Yeah.
So from the first off, Liver King, if you're listening to this and you have a chance to be in Phoenix, Arizona, and want to smoke a primordial cigar, I got a cigar for you. It has your name on it. It's sitting here for you. I'd love to interview you and talk to you about it sometime. But you probably don't listen to this. We're a little bitty podcast, man. We only got 6,300 downloads. Come on, let's be honest about it. But let's get into it a little bit, because why did you send me that picture? Why was this on your radar?
Man, because there's a couple reasons that came up on my radar. One of the things was you've always kind of been around at least a group of guys that are somewhat embedded into the bodybuilding community, I would say. Right? You've always had that.
I was a power lifter.
Connection.
I was a gym rat, that type of thing. Yeah.
I have a couple buddies I have a buddy, his name's Josh Bomar. You can look him up. He's legit. He actually won the Arnold Classic 2 years in a row.
Nice.
I think for physique.
Okay.
So he's not technically a bodybuilder.
Okay.
He's more of a body sculptor, bro.
You know
what I mean?
Okay.
So
all right.
But I sent it to you because the first thing I thought of was like, okay, we talk about manliness and masculinity a lot on here, right? And just in general, we talk about it.
Absolutely.
And the first thing I thought about this dude was like, he's hosing people.
Yeah?
Is that my the first thing you thought? My okay. literal, and I'll explain why.
Okay.
But my literal first thought is this dude's hosing people.
Now this is interesting you say that because if you research Liver King, especially on YouTube or podcast, a lot of guys are in that boat with you. A lot of guys are asking. Now, in fact, I'm going to say this real quick. One of the most credible guys that I follow on YouTube is Kenny KO. Yeah. So if you don't know who Kenny KO is, he's a guy who exposes guys who say they're natural bodybuilders, but they're really not natural bodybuilders.
And
they're using roids.
And Kenny KO is an honest person who is not a natural. I think he's on testosterone or something like that, he said.
No, he uses roids. He's used roids in the past. Oh, okay. He's even said that.
Yeah, he's pretty open about it.
Yeah, exactly, and so on and so forth. So we'll get into, have I ever used steroids? Have you ever used steroids or performance enhanced products?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that together. But I want to talk more about, like, why this guy is popping up on dudes' radars in particular, because I think the marketing behind it is just brilliant. And whoever his marketing team is and his guru, I mean, he's got it down. He really got it down. The question is
it safe marketing?
Is it safe marketing? Is it authentic marketing? Is the other thing. Is it authentic? Because a lot of guys see like a vascular type build like that. So especially at his age.
Yeah.
And he's saying it's all because of what he's eating.
Yeah.
It's all because of what he's eating and so on and so forth. And I'm kind of going like, I'm pretty knowledgeable about this stuff. I'm pretty knowledgeable. I've been a strength training coach before. I've done different things like that. And so to get to that vascular type build at the age 40 plus, maybe he's 35, I don't know. But at that age in the upper echelons, it's really skeptical. It's really skeptical because most guys are using like SARMs or, you know, other things like that, and steroids and, you know, TFTs, things like that.
Yeah,
that
TATs, are just,
or TATs. Yeah. So, I mean, there's things that they're using, and he's saying he doesn't, you know. So is it possible that you can eat something like that, okay, and become like that? So I will say that Kenny KO, if you go look at his YouTube about it, he's big on calling out
all kinds of people.
Everybody in the
he gives
the
no body, F's,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody in the bodybuilding community that says they're natural, he offers to come to. Okay, he's big on two things I've seen. He's big on exposing people's fake videos. Okay, because they're using fake weights and not real weights. I didn't even know it was a thing until I saw Katie
right?
Kino. Okay, and the second thing is saying that they're natural when they're not. You know, and he goes out and he offers to come out, pay his own way, to go meet with him, to work out with him, to feel the weights, because he's a big guy himself, and he does that himself. And I you would think that this guy is just, you know, kind of a Gomer Pyle trying to, you know, get some views, but he's really, really educated, and he's really kind of a good dude. You know, so that's one of the things that I think is interesting, you know, that came up on his radar, but it came up on a lot of people's radar.
Yeah.
I mean, Joe Rogan even looked at him and said, there's no way that guy's not using steroids.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You can, I mean, there's some people I've met in my life where, you know, they might have been all natural and I thought, you know, improperly of them, but you can almost always tell.
A guy, I'm just going to say this for the record. A guy that shredded at his age has either found the formula that everyone's been looking for the past 200 something years, right?
Ooh.
Or he's completely pulled the wool over one's eyes.
Well,
you know, one or the other. It's not even a little bit. It's going to be like Hulk. Remember when Hulk Hogan was on Arsenio Hall? It's a long time ago. And Arsenio asked him about steroids. And then later on, he comes out and says he did steroids. Because on Arsenio Hall, he's like, no,
I don't remember that. That would have been a little bit before.
Little Hulksters never do anything. We eat our vitamins, we go to sleep, and we eat protein, you know. And then later on, he's like, well, everybody was using steroids. Everybody did.
Yeah, that's the thing in wrestling. I mean, you almost kind of have to.
Right.
It's kind of interesting when I think about it with this Liver King guy, right? Like, and you're going to get into the 9 points, but he has this idea that he's on this caveman diet, right?
Right.
Here's the thing. In my personal opinion, I don't think a caveman had access to meat every single night. They had a hunt. They had to go get these. They had to get them. Like, they didn't have meat every single night. They couldn't.
That's part of his proposal, is that, like, the going and hunting for it is part of the movement thing. He's got nine tenets.
Yeah, let's go through those, because I think it'll make more sense.
I want to pull up. Before we do that, let's tell them what we're smoking today.
Yeah,
we're smoking a great cigar. We cut light and smoked this one. By the way, I got to put a big asterisk in here. People are trying to email us and get a hold of us, and they're frustrated because I'm giving them the incomplete email where you can reach us. I am so sorry. Are you ready? Here's how you can reach us via email for any topics or anything else like that. And this is the authenticated one. It is Cut Light Smoke, all one word, then podcast, Cut Light Smoke Podcast, all one word, at gmail.com. Cut Light Smoke Podcast at gmail.com. So if you have any topics, any questions, comments, insults, go ahead and email us there because I'd love to hear from you. And but let's go into the cigar that we're smoking real quick so we can tell everybody we're smoking the Caribbean Marauder.
Yeah, it's kind of fitting, you know, because just like the Liver King, who has potentially undisclosed additional additives in his body,
okay,
this is undisclosed tobacco.
It is undisclosed. It is undisclosed. It tastes awkwardly like an Atabey, a Byron, a Cuban-esque type cigar. It's got some really good Cuban notes on it. I really like that. Sweet earth, that like, it's just beautiful.
Leather.
It's a beautiful, beautiful cigar overall. It is not Cuban, but absolutely of any cigar that I've ever tasted, particularly in our house brands, including the Cuban Imposter, this tastes more Cuban to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very, 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 very good cigar. Probably Dominican in some way, shape, and form, but it's a very, very, very good cigar. Caribbean Marauder with Caribbean tobacco. Undisclosed, with that said. But let's get into the nine tenets, if you would. So let's look these things up real quick.
Yeah, I don't know much. I just saw the one. Somebody showed him to me in the lounge, and that's when I sent you the video of the guy on Friday, I think, is what happened.
Right, right.
Because I'd never heard of the dude.
I want to get into these because if you go to liverking.com, you can see these on his, you know, on his thing. The first thing he talks about, and I'm not going to go into the way that he does.
He has a processing company, right? Like, he literally sells meat to people. Like, this is his...
I don't know. And keep in mind, this is very new to me, so I don't know all the ins and outs of Brian Johnson, a.k.a. the Liver King. I don't know what he does and how he does everything. So I'm just going to tell you the nine ones, which are pretty simple, pretty easy. The first one is sleep. Like, you got to sleep right.
Understandable.
Yeah, 100%.
Which for him is on wood planks.
Evidently, allegedly, is on wood planks, including the Liver Queen and his kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they all sleep on wood planks. So then there's eat. Okay, so there's sleep, then there's eat. Then there's move. Okay, so we're talking about sleeping, eating, and exercising.
Okay, three main things of everybody's life. Got it.
But then he talks about shield. You know, the protection or something like that. I haven't gone into it. He talks about connect. I don't know what that means either. I've not researched these. Then he talks about cold. I'm guessing cold therapy or like ice baths. That's what I'm guessing because that is very, very effective for circulation and for healing your body after a really hard workout.
Yeah, putting inflammation.
This is why football players always take ice baths after practice. Yep. We all know this.
Inflammation.
Okay. He talks about sun, get natural vitamin D.
Okay.
I have seen that before. He talks about fight, you know, the need for guys to get out and fight through life or different things like that. Whatever you're in, you got to fight. I don't know that he was talking about combat sports at this point or anything else like that. And then he talks about bond. And he does talk a lot about bond. I did watch a video about bond where he talks about, like, it's necessary for you to connect to a tribe. It's necessary for you to have a group of guys that you run with. So the stuff that he's saying isn't new. It's just marketed incredibly well.
Yeah.
It really is. And so, and then he puts them all together as, like, these are his nine tenets. I mean, having 9, 12, 2, 3, 5, 4, I mean, everyone has these, like, I have five values I live by. I have three values I live by. Every guy's done this before. So this is really, really incredible marketing. I think what sells it is his physique.
Yeah.
I mean, you just see this. And then you see his lifestyle. His lifestyle is not simple. Sorry, guys. We got our neighbors in the background hammering something. I think it's done.
Dang it, Brian.
Yeah, so... but it's the marketing of this stuff that's just absolutely blowing everybody away. And he's tapping into something that guys want. Guys want to be part of a tribe. They want to be physically fit. Guys want to be like dominating their life. They want that. So they want to be alphas. And this guy is proponing to be an alpha. And also, like, if you follow this is a new way to be an alpha.
Yeah.
Let me say this too about him, which I think is really, really important. And I have to be honest about this. I've seen several interviews with him. By several, I'm talking probably almost everything he's given so far. Okay. On social media, the dude, just so you know, while he puts on a show, and he's obviously a showman, he's got the, you know, the broad type thing. He's a big vascular type dude. He's pretty humble when he's confronted. You know, when he was asked about what Joe Rogan said about him, he's like, I love Joe Rogan, man. I love what these guys are saying. You know, and he said, and then he humbly says, like, I've never used steroids. I don't use steroids. I don't do this. And so, but I think a lot of people have a hard time believing that because genetic, I mean, the only way you get that kind of physique is either genetics or steroids.
Yeah.
Okay. And not many people are genetically disposed to have that kind of like a vascular cutting body, even with all the work that you put in.
Well, you're talking really ancient bloodlines at that point that haven't been bred out.
Right. Right.
I mean, realistically, if you want to get to the nitty gritty of the DNA.
Exactly. But so when you see that and you see things like that, I guess the question what I'd have for you, have you ever used steroids or PEDs?
No. Nothing even, I don't even think caffeine is the only thing I've ever taken that could even remotely.
Okay.
And even in college,
okay,
I wouldn't even drink coffee or, I'm a big Mountain Dew drinker. I'm a big mm-hmm. soda pop drinker. I love pop. Mm-hmm. But in college I would not drink it.
Okay.
Because I guess that's something that everybody should know about me. I was always so afraid to squander any chances I had of doing anything because any chance I had of doing anything was all I had. Right. So, yeah. As soon as track became like my method to get out of, to get into college and do something else with my life, right?
Sure.
I would never have done anything to jeopardize that.
Okay.
I wouldn't have, I would have never have taken anything. I wouldn't have smoked. I wouldn't have done any of that. The only thing that you could technically do that you wouldn't get in trouble for, as long as you weren't an idiot, is you could drink.
Okay.
Right? Because that doesn't
show up on tests.
Right. It doesn't show up.
Yeah.
But no, I would never. I wouldn't even take energy drinks. I've never drank like pre-workouts or I've never taken stacks.
Okay.
I've never done any of that stuff. Okay. My body was 100% chocolate milk and diet.
Okay.
What about you?
Absolutely I did.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely I did. Yeah, so let me explain what I did and what knowledge I have of what I did.
Well, when you say this, testosterone to me is a little bit different than taking steroids, especially depending on when you're using it and stuff like that.
I've never taken testosterone.
Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure where you were going, so I just wanted to make sure.
No, I never took test. So when I was when I finally decided, football was done and I was going to get married and stay in Cincinnati, I went hard at the gym. I wanted to be a power lifter. And so I started powerlifting and everything like that. And as I started powerlifting, that's when I started getting into supplements.
Okay.
And I had a trainer, a great guy, loved him to death. And he helped me shred. And I actually dropped 80 pounds in like 3 months.
Dang.
It was crazy. And that was all before my wedding. So like I was engaged to get married. And right before, I was engaged and married in 2 months to my wife. So at the very beginning of that, I started taking a supplement called Rip Fuel. I didn't know what it was.
Oh, that.
Yeah, they had Mahung and it had the ephedra in it.
It ended up being banned, right?
Yeah, it did, 100%. But at the time, it wasn't banned.
Right, it was just a Chinese
herb.
Yeah.
Chinese herb. So I started taking that stuff, and I think my sister actually had it for something else, and then I started taking it, and I would start going to supplement stores and get it and everything like that. And at the time, I started using that. That's when I started getting into protein, I started understanding what protein was like. Because when I was growing up in football and everything like that, we never really knew all this stuff other than just eating good food, chicken and
broccoli, the greens,
milk,
yeah.
Chocolate milk, that kind of stuff, so.
Tons of water.
Started learning all that kind of stuff. So started taking Rip Fuel and then it got banned. Now I had some heart palpitation issues with it.
Really?
So my heart would get crazy. I went to an echocardiogram. My heart was fine. They're like, your heart's fine, but obviously your blood pressure is pretty high. Did you just come here from the gym? And I would. And they're like, did you take anything for the gym? I said, yeah, I took this supplement called Rip Fuel. And he goes, man, your blood pressure is off the charts for a young man. You need to stop taking that. So I did.
And so you were like, what, 22, 21 at this time?
It was maybe 23, 21. It was after I got married.
Okay.
Yeah, it was after I got married. They banned it not shortly after I started using it. So I think it was banned in...
like 98 or something?
I got married in 95. So maybe 98 was maybe when they banned it. I'm sure.
Totally throwing it out there. It's just off the top of my head, but
maybe that's when they banned it. But I went ahead and while I was doing that, I started getting with these supplement guys. I would go to supplement places. A couple of my buddies work in the industry, and so they would have new stuff would come out, and they would give me shirts and stuff like that. I was never sponsored by anybody, but I got really strong and very fast for a big guy. I mean, I was sitting at like my average weight was between 225 and 250.
Okay.
And so and right now I'm sitting at a solid 300. So like, between those two and I would just run a 4.8 40, I'd just fly wherever I went. And I was strong. I mean, leg pressing stacked, all those plates were stacked out. I could squat ridiculous amounts of weight. Bench press, I remember just being like reps and then max. I mean, my max bench press, I think was 450, at one point. So I got really big and really strong, but then I started getting injured. you know, where I would injure myself. And I was like, man, I'm pushing the envelope here. And the older I got, the more I started recognizing, and this is during, when I first got married, I started taking something called Androstenedione. And that's that I learned that because I was at a supplement place. It was like GNC or something. And they said, hey, did you hear about the stuff that Mark McGuire is taking? And I'm like, no, the guy's hitting more rooms. Yeah, it's interesting. You should try it. That's the only thing I've ever tried that like literally got me angry. I mean, I remember the
Was that like an injectin too?
No,
like,
it wasn't. No,
okay,
it was a pill.
So it wasn't even a shot.
Yeah,
okay.
It was underneath your tongue and it kind of basically
like dissolved.
Dissolves under your tongue. But man, I mean, within 15 minutes, you could feel it. 15 minutes to a half hour, you definitely were on it and you knew you were on it.
Huh.
And I knew that it had a really bad effect on me because while I got strong, I mean, dude, just legs were just massive tree trunks to this point. And I'll never forget, I was on a piece of equipment, I think it was leg extension or something. And I'm a super nice guy at the gym. I'm really chill. I'm exhausted typically because I'm trying to exhaust myself. I like circuit workouts more than I like short or elongated power workouts, but that's what I was doing at the time. And somebody was on my piece of equipment. I told the guy, I said, are you almost done? And he goes, yeah, I got one more set. I'm like, well, hurry up. And I walked away and I came back and he was still on. I'm like, dude, what's your problem, man? Get off. Let's go. And he was like, Bradley. And the management came over to me. He's like, dude, you need to calm down. I'm like, what do you mean I need to calm down? This guy's been on my piece of equipment. And it just hit me how angry I was for no apparent reason. Went and apologized to the staff, went and met, apologized to that guy, and then everything was fine. But I was like, dude, I think it's this Androstenedione is making me crazy. And I told them, I said, I'm on Andro. And they were like, dude, you need to get off that immediately. So outside of that, I take protein, creatine, I take pre-workout, and then that's about it. That's about it. Yeah. But majority of my life, I take NO2, you know, NO2, yep. Like nitrous oxide, protein, and creatine. That's pretty much what I use, even to this day.
Yeah.
Creatine, protein, nitrous oxide.
See, that's another thing, too, like that a lot of people don't think about. Like, I was a track athlete, right? I need to be lean. I need to be fast. I need to be strong, but I don't need the muscle mass, right? Mm-hmm. And that's something that a lot of people, I think, forget about when you look at creatine.
Right.
It's water weight. You're literally filling your muscles with fluid.
Well, it also helps. I believe it also helps the protein synthesize in your muscles a lot easier.
It does.
Easier. Yeah,
absolutely.
And it helps repair and everything else.
But
like
that's why when people stop taking that stuff and then they're not working out as hard, they just look like it just looks weird.
I'll tell you this much: recovery with protein and creatine together is monumental off just eating something after you're done working out.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, how you feel, how good of a pump it makes you feel as well. Along with that NO2. I mean, I could tell you, I worked out this morning, I killed it on my arms, and after that, having the protein and creatine, it's great. If you don't have that, you're absolutely going to be just lacking. You just really will. So I know this is a different topic for us on that, but we want to hear what you have to think about the Liver King. Do you think he's legit? Do you think it's all just marketing? Tell us what you think and email us at cutlightandsmokepodcast@gmail.com because we want to know what you have to say. And if you're looking for some good cigars out there that like we're smoking, the Caribbean Marauder, you can go to zealcigars.com. We have over 42 different house brands. Check them out. And you can catch us on YouTube at Best Cigar Reviews channel on YouTube. Now back to it.
So here's where my mind goes with this Liver King stuff, right? So what's your mindset overall so you weren't competing, right?
No.
Your steroid use was used for your personal gain,
yep.
So that you could help yourself get further over a wall and maybe even quicker.
I was training guys,
okay.
And I was a football coach at the time and stuff like that. So I would be big for them and I would lift with them and they would just, and that would be like my second time lifting. So they would see me and be like, man, coach, dude, you're strong. You're big. So you even know some of the guys I trained.
Yeah.
Okay. So they even testify that like coach was strong, man.
Yeah.
He was good. He could run with us. He could lift with us and everything else. Like that's also when I was 35, you know, 33, you know, I'm way beyond that now. Trust me. If I'm running after an ice cream truck, bro.
The ice cream man is coming.
Yeah.
Ma, throw down some money.
Let's go, dude.
Shout out Eddie Murphy. you had that ice cream. But, for me, I think I look at it as kind of like for me, it's kind of dirty marketing, right? When I look at it like that. So here's where my mind went.
Okay.
So I have a buddy that in college was very fit, very buff,
mm-hmm.
competed,
mm-hmm.
And he got involved with Amway.
Okay.
You familiar with Amway Global?
100%. 100%. Yeah.
Which they have amazing supplements. Absolutely. They're there, right?
Sure.
So he used his physique and what he had built to then build a personal training company. Well, because he looks like that, you're going to take his word for it when he says, okay, I need you to buy the supplement, this package from Amway, which is from his account.
Right.
And then I need you to do this workout regimen and this meal plan, right? Right. With these pills, right? Or with this regimen of vitamins and supplements, right?
Yep. Yep.
But at the same time, like, he's telling the people, like, this is all I'm taking. He's not all you're taking, bro.
It's not all he's taking. And they can't work to the level that he works because he's already there.
I know.
Does that make sense? So the people are trying to, like, and some guys injure themselves. They'll take these supplements.
This gentleman was injured a lot, by the way. I had to run for him many times in the 4x4, and I was not happy about it.
I'm telling you, dude, like, it's weird when somebody, like, you see somebody super fit and you're like, take this stuff and you'll get here too. And you don't know the amount. I mean, if you guys have done that and you have worked out in the past and you have, like,
I'm just sure people sacrificed, are gonna get gains.
Yeah, at the gym, you'll have some gains. But to the degree in which these guys are genetically blessed and or steroid, mm-hmm. you know, infused. So, like, you're not going to get that. You're just not going to get that. And so many people are, that's why they're one timers. They buy this stuff. They buy the package. It's $195 or something like that. And they have a couple, like, FaceTimes with the guy, and he's encouraging. He's saying some stuff to him, like, hey, man, you can do it, and so on and so forth. And here's the thing. I'm not trying to blast guys trying to hustle. I'm all for it. You got, hey, you can do it, and people believe in you, and so on and so forth. But there's other guys out there that are much more vetted, that have, like, a history doing this stuff, that have their own products that people have had massive results on. And that you could see all of them, you know, and so on, so that aren't photoshopped. So I think that's the killer here. And then, but it's hard to debate with this Liver King guy, man. I mean, he looks the part. I mean, if that's all he's doing is eating, I'm just gonna say this real quick. If that's all he's doing is eating, okay, I'll get on that diet tomorrow. If that's all,
which by the way, if you guys don't know, is mostly raw meat, liver, bone marrow.
Yep.
And yep. Like animal hearts, stuff like that.
I don't
that.
Know that I've had most of that stuff. I'm not a liver fan. You know, I've had raw meat before. Well, you know
what your liver does, right?
Yeah.
It processes out all the crap that your body needs help getting out of there. So, like, that's what you're eating?
Yeah, I don't know what the benefits of that are. I can't speak to it at all. I mean, probably better have a nutritionist on here, like, to talk about it. So
that's like that's almost like him going around and saying, like, yo, I want to collect all the placenta from all the born babies because of all the health benefits that are inside of it, which is one of the most amazing things on the planet, right, for health benefits.
With the blood and everything like that, they can treat cancer patients later
all
on.
All kinds of stuff
blood.
With that.
So I think that's it's really interesting to what's happening with this guy in particular. I don't know that it's real. And I think that's the question is, I mean, if you're out there and you believe this guy's real, let us know. Drop us an email, cutlightsmokepodcast@gmail, all one word, @gmail, and let us know. And I would love to hear your thoughts on this. Do you think this guy's authentic? Do you think he's fake? What's your thoughts on it? Here's what I'm hoping. This is what I'm hoping. I hope he's completely authentic.
Yeah.
I like believing in people like
even
this,
though
dude.
He already said, like, on that podcast that his abs were fake. You think, know, he's just BSing to get the views or what?
I don't know. All I'm saying is, like I want to believe in that kind of story, dude. I want to believe that he's, like, hacked the matrix and he understands, like, how to get this. Because if someone's done, and there's been some guys in the past that have done that with some good things. Remember the Atkins diet and the keto stuff? Those are good diets,
yeah,
man.
Those are diets, yeah. Though, man. This isn't people getting freaking cock diesel from doing the Atkins diet, bro. Right. Putting on 40 pounds of muscle.
But you can. I'm just saying, from the Atkins diet and from the keto stuff, you can put on more muscle that way. I mean, because you're obviously eating more protein, you know, and you're focused in on the protein and your carbs are going way down. So the amount of sugars your body's pulling from. And once you get into ketosis and everything else like that, it's, I've done it before. I've dropped like 30 pounds in like a couple weeks. You know, it's very, very easy to do after you get past the headaches, the flu and everything else like that to come with it. So, but I want to believe in this guy because he's a marketing genius. He just is. He's a marketing genius, you know, and you want to believe him. And the thing that he's going after with young men, and he's like, hey, and he's got the attention of the bodybuilding community. But here's the thing that I've noticed. Here's the thing I noticed. And I noticed this about anybody who's succeeding anywhere. you're always going to have a line of haters.
Oh, for sure.
You're always going to have everyone who's skeptical of you. Everyone who says, there's people who just think I'm lying about not having a podcast. Like, you don't have a podcast. These people, this is maybe people didn't download it. You're just lying. I'm like, what did you show you stats? I mean, I can just tell you that's the truth. I'm not making this stuff up, you know, but you'll find people that just lie to you. Or when we smoke a cigar, we're like, man, this really does taste like this. And it does. They're like, you guys are just trying to sell something, you know? And we're not just trying to, I'm telling you honestly what we think.
Let me ask you this. With all the kind of people that are out there and all the research, and I mean, think about this, right? There are people like Usain Bolt, right? I have a theory,
right,
that in the islands of Jamaica, other than yams, there's fruit or vegetables of some sort that grow on that island that they are able to eat and utilize that actually help with their being able to perform better, right? So like beets, for example. If you eat more beets, you can put more oxygen into your body, which could technically, it's basically blood doping in a way, right?
And you raise your uric acid significantly.
That's if you drink 3 times the normal amount like you did.
We're not going to talk about that right now.
And my man comes walking in here looking like that blue chick from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Like, I got the gout. I drank like 10 gallons of beet juice.
I did. There was a time in my life a buddy of mine had to stop me from drinking beet juice because I got gout because it raised my uric acid so much. He's like, are you drinking? I'm like, no. He's like, eating copious amounts of red meat. And I'm like, I'd like to, but no. And he's like,
yeah, dude. So there's another thing. Yeah. Like, this dude's eating copious amounts of red meat.
Right, right.
But so the reason I was bringing that up is because, oh, you were hitting your chest or something. Like,
oh,
you
I hit something. That. I'm sorry.
The reason I was bringing this up is it makes it seem like, I don't know, man. Like, I lost my train of thought on that.
That's okay. That's okay. I want to believe it. I'm skeptical. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say like,
oh, with Jamaica, you were talking about Jamaica. So don't you
think that like there's, so with them, for example, like people are constantly looking for ways to improve the body, to break that mold, to break that matrix, like you're saying,
sure,
right?
Sure.
You're telling me that all these years that just this one random guy finally discovered, yeah, you eat red raw meat and liver and hearts and bone marrow, and then you look like me.
He's eating stuff that most people don't eat, like liver, like testicles, like bull testicles, things like that are just kind of new for people. That isn't naturally part of anybody's diet.
I mean, in some countries, those are considered delicacies.
Well, sure. But like, he's eating lobster, he's eating stuff like that, and so he eats some of the best food that's out there. But I don't know that I've ever eaten bone marrow before. I don't know that I would like it, you know. But I think that that's one of those things that you're like, you know, and it's expensive. Meat's expensive, man. I mean, right.
That's why he's selling it.
Yeah, I mean, it's expensive. I don't know. Is he selling it?
Yeah, he's got his own processing plant in the video I saw.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
That's why I said, I know, for me, this is dirty marketing.
Yeah, I know he sells supplements. I know he does that. And I know he talks about, you know, maple syrup on stuff, and he mixes maple syrup with stuff. And I'm like, dude, maple syrup is some of the most processed stuff in the entire world. Like 30% of maple syrup only exists within a processed of maple. Like Aunt Jemima, like that's only 30% maple syrup.
Aunt Jemima don't exist no more, dude. They took that away.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they trying to hide stuff, bro.
I know. It's kind of crazy. But I've had real authentic Canadian maple syrup before. I've had it straight from the tree and everything else like that. And
I just see a picture of you just sitting under the tree like a kid under a Slurpee machine, getting it right out of the tap.
It doesn't taste good. It doesn't taste good without sugar and processing, you know. So the stuff that he gets, it's not pure. It's sugar and it's processed.
No,
all the
food that he eats is processed because he has I'm pretty sure the video that I saw, he was talking about having his processing plant behind him. You can't just cut the pig open or the cow open and just eat the freaking liver right there.
And here's another reason
I mean,
think
you can, but you're not.
Here's another reason I think that most people will not believe him is he proposes to be this like simplistic minimalist, but yes, he is wealthy.
Oh, very.
It looks like he's wealthy. He's got this big, huge house. He's got toys.
Like you said, if he's affording to buy a whole cow femur,
right,
or have enough cows of his own that he's producing this much meat and this much bone marrow and this much. I mean, animal only has one liver.
Right. Right. Right.
Right. That's expensive.
So I'll say this for the record. So if you're If for some reason Brian Johnson or anybody in his crew is listening to this or hears it, I would love to have a phone interview with this guy and just ask him. He seems humble, seems like a cool guy, and I'd love to have a cigar with him. I'd definitely smoke a Primordial with him, you know, and see what he thinks. But I think that's one of those things that I want to believe, to be honest with you, because I tend to try to believe the best in people. I really do.
Well, especially the people he's hitting out right now. He's talking to the youth. Do you feel that he's a little bit on the toxic side of the masculinity scale?
No, I don't. I haven't seen anything where he's like bashing women or talking down to women or anything else like
that. No, he's mostly talking to men about finding their primal nature inside yourself.
Which is cool. I'm all for that. I think every guy has that primal nature, and every guy wants to be, you know, that ripped, big Brian Johnson type guy, you know, the alpha male that's walking around the gym saying, "What's up, brothers?" You know, that kind of thing. So I think every guy wants that. But I don't think he's toxic. I don't think there's anything I saw there. I just don't know if it's really been vetted yet.
Yeah.
And the hardest thing for any marketer to do is have somebody vet their stuff, the stuff that they say. So if that stuff is vetted, then it's true, and then everybody can eat their words, right? Yeah.
Well, that's what Kenny KO said. He was like, "Invite me to your place. I'll pay for my own way. I'll pay for my own spot to live. I want to see you sleeping on these planks with your family. I want to see you eating and slaughtering these cows and getting the blood that you're drinking right out of them and all that." Like,
yeah, Kenny KO is one of the most authentic people there are about that those kind of challenges. He's done it with Castleberry. You know, he's done it with a bunch of other people, and I just think it's really interesting. So, well, with that said, we want to hear what you think about this topic, Liver King. What kind of cigar would the Liver King smoke? I'm going for Primordial. He might just enjoy one of these Caribbean Marauders. But if you want to find any of our cigars, you can go to zealcigars.com to check that out. And again, check out the Liver King. Tell me what you guys think about that, and make sure you email us at cutlightsmokepodcast@gmail.com, and let us know your thoughts on Liver King, your thoughts on the podcast, and everything else like that.
All right, so with steroids, like, what's your opinion on use in that? Like, where do you think that stuff goes when it comes to like professional sports and things like that, right? Because like, for me, here's my viewpoint on that, right? So I'm a huge Pete Rose fan. That dude is going to be snubbed out of the Hall of Fame, mostly because he's a jerk, right? But also because he was betting on games, right? Which is now legal.
Right, yes.
Which is now legal.
Mm-hmm.
Steroids are not legal in sports.
Mm-hmm.
Betting is now legal. So guys like Mark McGwire, you know, Sammy Sosa, Roger Clemens, all these guys that took steroids to get to this this upper echelon of this athleteism, this mm-hmm. this tier of performance, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Russia wasn't even allowed to participate in the Olympics. They committed as the ROC because their whole teams got banned for using steroids.
Okay.
So, like, what's your opinion on where their place is in athletics? And I'm gonna leave you with this quote from somebody because it's funny, and I think it's gonna set a good tone for what I'm asking.
Okay.
John Witherspoon, before he passed away, used to do this YouTube channel where it was called Dear John, and people would just write him stupid things and be like, "Dear John, what do you think about steroids?" John Witherspoon goes, "Man, I love steroids." He's like, "I want to see a hockey player eat the puck." He's like, "I want to see a soccer score 62-153. And then he was like, "There should be a whole nother league for steroids. I want to see a guy with three legs running real fast down the track." You know, like, so, but it was kind of a funny thought, right? Like, even video games got to this point, right, where hackers and cheaters got so bad, they started moving them into their own server that all the hackers had to play together.
So the question is steroids a cheat? That's the question you're asking.
And do they have a place in sports?
So let me first address the first question that I proposed, which I think is, are steroids a cheat? And they most definitely are.
Okay.
They are a hack. I mean they shorten the amount of time.
Recovery, all that.
Yeah, to get to where you want to be, if you would. Are they, and because of that, they have to be put in a different category.
Yeah.
You know, but I will say the guys that use steroids, they're still working hard.
It just makes
them work harder, and it gives them an elongated, like, pump and or the ability to really, I don't know, just juxtapose not using them and seeing what happens and see what goes on. So, is it a hack and is it a cheat? 100% it's a cheat. 100% a cheat. Does it have any place in sports right now? I don't think it does. And I don't think it will ever long term. But I think guys will always try to continue to do it, because what guys want to do is prolong their peak of life. The 40-year-old always wants to be 20 again. The 60-year-old always wishes he was 30. The 70-year-old is on his way out, is remembering when he was 40. So, I mean, you're always going back to that, particularly as guys going like, how could I do this better? What could I do? And you're telling me, like, if I start using steroids right now, I wouldn't get slim, ripped, and crazy big? 100% I would. Now, am I willing to put in, like, because there's risk associated with that. Because when you're using steroids, you might not have the muscle structure yet for what you feel like you can do. Mm. And that's how most guys hurt themselves at the gyms, particularly when they're older. Because, like, you feel good in your head, and you feel 20-something in your head, but you go in the gym, and I'm like, dude, I can't put up 350 right now. I can't put up 400. Mm. But you see a kid there doing it, and this is the most – I'll give you a story from the gym. It's just one of the hardest things I ever heard. There's a kid working out next to me. It reminded me when I was a kid. I'm going to say a kid. He's like 25 years old. He's killing it. He's working out, and it's incredible, right? He's doing a great job. And then I get on, and I'm doing less weight than he is, but I'm doing more. I'm doing some reps, right? And I get done, and he goes, man, Pops. And he called me Pops, you know, because I'm older. I just know. He goes, man, I hope I can still do that when I'm your age. And I'm like, and it wasn't anything. It was like 225, and I was repping it like 12 to 15 times, something like that. It wasn't really impressive. But he was like, man, that's pretty good, Pops. And I was like, yeah, you know, I remember when I was young, and I could do that. Just take care of yourself. I told him, just take care of yourself. Be careful. Listen to your body. I didn't listen to my body. I tore both my labrums, both my knees by the time I was 40-something. Mm. You know, so, like, I think that's important, you know, for us to do. And so when young guy, and I constantly hurt myself at the gym. I've really scaled back in the last 2 years at the gym because I feel like I'm 20-something in my brain, and I can get there, and I think fast and everything like that, and my muscle twitch and everything like that. I can get there if I have to. The problem is I wear out so quickly. I just do. And I don't have the strength or the stamina I did when I was 20. Could I get there again with steroids? 100% I could. 100% I could. But I'm afraid that my muscle body and everything else like that, my body couldn't handle that. Plus, there are adverse things that happen with steroids. You get angry. There is acne. There is other side effects. I don't know how big the small penis thing really is. I don't know if that actually happens or anything like that. So, but I think there's things I just don't want to do, or I don't want to risk too with this life, because I want my legacy to continue out, you know, for a long period of time, see my grandkids and everything. And there's more things that are more important to me than just looking good or being able to perform at a gym. Yeah. It just is. But there's a lot of guys, they find their identity and value and worth in that. I don't.
It's just so crazy. Like the whole Lance Armstrong blood doping thing. Like the fact that you figured out that you could take your own blood out and put it back in to give your body more oxygen to heal quicker.
And then everybody else did the same thing. All the people that the top 20 all got caught doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just him. I'm not making an excuse for what he did. Okay. But I'm just saying that all 20 of them were disqualified. And that whole thing. I mean, you've heard the Bill Burr's comedy on that, haven't you?
I don't think
about that. Because he says, what do you think about Lance Armstrong doping? He goes, I'm glad he should have got away with it. It was good. He raised $500 million for cancer research. What's wrong about that? You know, he goes into the whole thing. He goes, and he gives the stats. Like, those 20 guys all got caught as well. Lance just did it better. You know, that type thing. And he talked about the most obscure thing he ever saw was Oprah pretending to interview like she had no idea what was going on. Like, oh, you're kidding me, Lance. You know, like that type thing. So
shame on you.
I know. Bill Burr's one of the best comics out there, period. You know, I think he is. But I think that's one of those things that, you know, when he did all that kind of stuff, I mean, yeah, it was cheating. Of course steroids is cheating. It's a cheat. It's a code. It's up, down, left, right, BA. You know, for your
dang, gym. Dang, you're trying to spawn the tank in on Grand Theft Auto, bro.
Exactly. So that's an old code from Nintendo. You guys out there, they're 40-something, you know what I mean? Back in eighth grade, I would use that. So, I mean, but those are things that, like, honestly, like, it's a cheat. You just got to accept that it's a cheat. So, like, if you're hacking Warzone, or you're hacking Fortnite, or you're hacking anything else like that, and you get caught cheating, and you are cheating, you accept that. You don't get mad at it. You know, you accept it. So when they release anti-cheats and everything like that, you're just taking those guys who got good. Well, will hacking make you better? It probably will, because you can start looking at certain things in a video game and be able to respond better. But does everyone hack? No, not everybody hacks. You know, I don't know how to hack. I don't know how to do that kind of stuff, you know? You know, so, like, as a result, you can't say that, like, you know, that makes you better. But steroids will make you stronger. But also, when you get off them, you look completely different.
Yeah, that's what everybody says.
You go back to this weird, like, you don't have the killer instinct. You don't have this, like, just raw crush it at the gym. Like, you'll sit in the parking lot, think about it, and if you have something better to do, you might pass up the gym that day. Dude, on Andro, you go into the gym and you just want to kick its. I mean, you just want to. You're crazy at it. It just is. So I could say that with steroids.
Dang. Well, you know, I don't know, man. I've never personally experienced. I know a lot of people that have. I've never had any interest.
Have you ever seen somebody on steroids?
Oh yeah,
before?
Dude.
So have you seen them mad and angry?
Oh yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Oh yeah, bro.
Yeah, it's true. Not with everything, but with some. Those popular ones, yeah.
That's what I said. Like it's normally when you start accusing somebody of it, it's you can almost usually tell. And if they're not, then you look like an idiot and they got the formula, bro.
Right, right. Well, I wonder if Liver King has the formula. That's my question. I wonder if he has the formula.
I don't think the raw meat diet's the formula, bro.
I don't know.
There ain't no Neanderthals around no more. And they didn't live very long. He even says that.
Right.
They don't live very long.
Yeah.
But I guess we all don't live very long when you think about it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But, dude, I think that's it for here, man.
That's it for the Cut, Light, and Smoke podcast. Do us a favor and send us your email inquiries to cutlightsmokepodcast@gmail.com. Again, it's all one word, cutlightsmokepodcast@gmail.com. There's no and in there. It's all one word, cutlightsmokepodcast@gmail.com. Find us at zealcigars.com for all your cigar needs and at Best Cigar Reviews channel on YouTube, and we'll catch you guys there.
Take it easy.